Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for your attention. In order to facilitate your review process and further deliberations, I would like to highlight the main format-related changes in comparison to the 2021 program plan. As mentioned by the DSG this morning, we are in the third trial year, and the format of this document has also evolved based on the continuous feedback received from CPC, which is the Committee for Program Coordination, and the Fifth Committee. Thus, we feel it is important for you to know the progression of the thinking of the member states as they move to improve upon the 2021 format on the road to the 2022 program plan, which is before you today for consideration. The 2022 template, adjusted by the Office of Program Planning, Budget and Finance in New York, contains some new elements that you will see. Broadly speaking, these proposed changes can be seen in two tracks. In some cases, the changes is the elimination of some of the parts from the previous document you reviewed last year. And in other cases, there are additional pieces of information that were included in the document, leading to a slight change in the format. In addition to these two general tracks, the presentation of the results was also revised, and I will touch on it towards the end of my remarks. First, at the level of the overall orientation, you will notice, which is the first half of the program plan that's in front of you. The new elements are, as mentioned by the DSG this morning, based on the feedback, as I said, from the CPC and the program plan of 2021, which the member states have approved this time, they updated in a timely manner the impact of COVID-19 on the programs. The 2022 program plan document now includes a new section, which is called Impact of COVID-19 on the Program Delivery in 2020. This new section accounts on the impact of the pandemic on program delivery and other performance items, with the first paragraph including information on any canceled, postponed, which means beyond 2020, activities. The second paragraph highlights adaptation, new additional deliverables,